This is Tony Ubelar with Ubelar Chevy Cadillac in Jasper. Have you ever heard a car ad that looks too good to be true or has fast-talking fine print?
Buy before midnight tonight. Maybe okay, maybe not. You probably aren't eligible for this event. Ubelar's prices are better, but you can't know that.
You want to hear Ubelar's fine print? That's right, silence. Our prices will save you money, huge inventory, even bigger discounts. Ubelar & Son Chevy Cadillac in Jasper, where customers send their friends since 1929.
Do you have a question or comment for Coach K or Joe? You can call into the show at area code 773-897-6325. Now, back to the Coach K and Joe Show.
Hi, this is John Goldsberry, former Boilermaker and Buffalo Bill, and you're listening to the Coach K and Joe Show.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
And we're back on the Coach K and Joe Show. Who's hot? Who's not? Don Schulteis is going to tell us. Don, welcome to the show. Great to be back on this segment, Coach. We got some great things to talk about on the hot and not so hot side today. Take it away. I'm sure you heard Bobby Slick Leonard. Well, it's great. Right after a great Game 6 series win for the Pacers over the Wizards, Coach K and Joe Show gets Bobby Slick Leonard. You got to love the guy. It was a coup, Coach. You and Joe got it done, and, you know, they wrap up this semifinal round for the Eastern Conference Championship, going into the championship round now against the Miami Heat, and you guys got the Hall of Famer himself on to talk about the insights of the game and the upcoming series. It was you guys are hot today, Coach. I would have to give all the credit to Joe and say, in my who's hot, who's not list, Joe, even though he's not a lot, he's hot right now. Don, let's take us into your first hot not list. All right, well, we've got a fair number of NBA hots and nots today. I just give you that warning up front. But one name we have not talked about on our list over the last several weeks is one LeBron James, Coach. In game four of their series with the Brooklyn Nets, he scored and matched his playoff high 49 points in a 102-96 win over the Nets. He missed a free throw, the second free throw of a two-shot foul that could have set a new record. And I know after the game he was interviewed and he was kind of hot himself for missing that because he mentioned that 50 in a playoff series game is just something that is more joining the elite. But anyway, matching his high of 49 points to put him up 3-1 against the Nets, and obviously we all know they went on to win that series. LeBron James leads the list of hot this week with his 49, matching his all-time total in playoffs. So he's hot, baby. I hope he goes cold, Don, going into this Beat the Heat series. I agree with that. I hope we got him on the not-so-hot list here in the upcoming week or two. On the other side, one former assistant coach for the Pacers, Coach Mike Brown, was fired as the Cleveland Cavs coach. Coach, it's one thing about getting fired once, but this marks the second time that Brown was fired by the Cavs. Back in 2010, he was fired, and the owner, Dan Gilbert, said after that he had made a big mistake firing Brown in 2010. But guess what? In 2014, he did it again. Mike Brown, former head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, is not hot. And you know what's sad about it is because he's the coaching jobs he's had, other than when LeBron was there, he hasn't had a lot to work with. And believe me, I thought after they made some adjustments, got rid of Bynum, they actually played pretty good basketball the second half of the season. They didn't have much to work with in Cleveland. So, you know what? Cleveland is Cleveland. What do they call it, Don? The mistake by the lake? Yeah, that's their daunting nickname, no doubt. Now, flipping to the other side, Brownsburg High School. Up here, it's outside of Indy, a little to the northwest of Metro Indy, has the distinction, Coach, of being the only Indiana high school with athletes in Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NFL. Drew Storen is on the Washington in baseball. Lance Lynn, St. Louis Cardinals. Tucker Barnhart, a Cincinnati Red. Gordon Hayward is on the Utah Jazz, and he's getting married next week. Jones on the New England Patriots. So Brownsburg, the only high school in this state that has former high school student athletes in three professional sports. Coach, that high school is hot. They are hot, and if you are growing up in Brownsburg, the sky's the limit, at least from what you can at least dream of. And to Gordon Hayward, Donnie, I'd say slow down on this marriage. You're in the NBA. You're young. There's a lot of things you got to do. Make it a longer engagement. Go another couple years. That's not going to happen, Coach, because Don Schulteis is heading to that wedding next weekend. So I'll give you more details on one of the shows. On the other side, on the not-so-hot side, the fraud trial. I wonder if your listeners have been following this. The fraud trial for former University of Georgia head football coach Jim Donnan, where he is accused of major fraud, security fraud, wire fraud, money laundering, Ponzi scheme. He built investors, and not just any investors, Coach, friends in the coaching community. In fact, several college coaches, including Mark Gottfried, who is the head coach at North Carolina State on the men's basketball team, he, in particular, lost $300,000 in this shenanigan. And former coach Jim Donnan has built these investors of $23 million. And the jury is still deliberating his fate. But for me, former University of Georgia head football coach Jim Donnan, you are rock bottom, not hot. He is in trouble, big trouble. And that's why you need to call a financial advisor who knows what they're doing. Give Janet Schulteis a call at Edward Jones, 812-479-8125. Get it right. Don't get into the Ponzi schemes. Don, guy should have stuck to football, or maybe not, because he ain't hot. No doubt about it. Now, on the other side, a senior here locally at Park Tudor High School, cross-country runner, track runner, has run a half marathon in all 50 states of this great union, Coach, and he has raised over $40,000 for tuition scholarships for inner-city students to attend Park Tudor. Park Tudor is a school that has the elementary to through high school. His goal and mission is to continue running and to reach $100,000 to put into the tuition pool at Park Tudor. I'd say, Ryan, at the age of 18, that dedication, that discipline, that mission that he's got, he is hot, Coach. No doubt about it. Hot to not. Who we got? R.I. flipping on the not-so-hot. You know, we've talked a lot about the Pacers, the Jekyll and Hyde Pacers. But in game, you know, they're we'll save game six for a little later on this list. But game five, the Pacers lose. They look terrible, as you pointed out to Slick Leonard in your interview conversation. And they were, you know, all but looked like they were packed up and ready to fold up the tent and go home. But not only did they lose game five at home, Coach, but how can a team like the Pacers, the number one seed in the East, they were out-rebounded 62-23 in a game five at home. They were out-rebounded 39 rebounds, Coach. That makes them not hot. Oof. And that's what worries me. That, Don, that worries me a lot, because you know what? When you get out-rebounded, whether it's on the offensive end or defensive end, it leads to easy baskets. Big worry. Big concern.
No doubt about that. We saw that in what was a rout in Game 5.
But flipping to the hot side, Coach. And it's the Indiana Hoosier men's basketball team, not because they sewed up any big-time recruits, not because they're heading to the Final Four, not because maybe they've replaced their head coach. No! The Indiana men's basketball team has achieved a perfect APR, academic progress rate score, each of the last 4 years. IU was the only Big Ten program to hit the 1,000, which is perfect, in each of these past 4 years. And one Tom Clappy Cream coach gets a 20,000 bonus for each one of those APR achievements. So he's $80,000 richer. The men's basketball program is the only program in the Big Ten to get that perfect score. I would say that despite their ugly and horrific season this year, the program is hot on the academic side. Definitely, I guess that's worth $4 million in salary per year, getting that APR perfect score. But too bad the NCAA doesn't let you into the March Madness tournament with it. But okay, Don, I'll take your word on it. He's hot. All right, on the not so hot side, and we'll bring up the eliminated Washington Wizards. Did you know that they lost all three of their home games in this Pacers series at home? But more importantly, last night with their loss to the Pacers at home in the deciding game of this series, it marks the sixth straight time that they have lost at home in a series deciding game. Six straight times this has happened at home. I'd say when they're playing at home and it's a series deciding game, Coach, the Washington Wizards are ice cold, not hot. Thankfully for the Pacers, Don. Thankfully for the Pacers. And I'm going to end this week's hot and not hot with David West and the Pacers. David West, in my opinion, Coach, last night scoring 29 points with 6 rebounds, but more importantly, his leadership of rallying the troops to put in a, for what was almost the entire game, a rock-solid performance, and leading the Indiana Pacers to the series win over the Washington Wizards. We'll end the segment by saying that these guys are hot going into the series for the Eastern Conference Finals against the Miami Heat. Beat the Heat, baby. Beat the Heat. So that's what we got this week, Coach. Wonderful job. And Don, did... getting off to a good start, I just think it is critical for the Pacers. I've got to believe they're excited in Indy, but so cautious yet because of the way the last 2 months have been played. If this situation would be happening at the All-Star break, where the Pacers were at the All-Star break, I would imagine it would be a volcano in Indianapolis of emotion and being pumped up. And now there's excitement and enthusiasm, but probably a lot of caution because, hey, the Pacer fans have made it clear. When the Pacers aren't playing well down the stretch here, they've let them know it. In no uncertain terms, the Pacer fans will boo them and let them know you're stinking up the joint. Can't afford to do that against the Heat. No doubt about it. As your guest, Slick Leonard, said earlier, if we don't come ready to play, they'll beat on us early and often, and it'll be ugly, ugly, ugly. And we've got to rise to the occasion. As David West said last night after the game and being interviewed, they've been talking about this since last year, this rematch in the series. I don't know if teams are able to flip that switch and to start getting on a roll, or we should expect them to be kind of Jekyll and Hyde going forward. But, boy, if you're ever going to get pumped up to play a game, it's got to be now. And so I'm hoping, but like you said, I'm doing a lot of Indiana Pacer fans and knowing that we're cautious to say that we're – quote-unquote, back and playing where we should be. I mean, we've shown more signs of it, but, boy, I'd love for it to kick in and lock in. Well, it all gets started on Sunday. Great stuff again, Don. We'll see you next week back on the show with the Who's Hot and Who's Not segment. Folks, we're going to go to break. I'm a little out of breath. I know I talk too much. I'm a little out of breath. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Joe's going to have his interview with motorsports and NASCAR insider Mark Tubiharder, a childhood friend of ours that has been in the motorsports business, the fishbowl, if you will, for many, many years. We're going to go to break. He'll be talking with Mark Carter when we come back. You've been listening to, and aren't you glad you have been, the Coach K and Joe.